heard all this before. I spoke your words, I felt your feelings, but when I reached a dead end, I knew there was more. I guess I'm just too young to see it, but I've shown up to people a little bit older, and they tell me the problems keep coming, and the reasons to keep on trying, keep growing, and they grow, and they grow, and they grow. All ages show. We'll be right back.
professionals here on WLVR 91.3 FM Bethlehem. Kick down the doors. Going out to Coach Tom.
Hey, Coach Tom.
Thanks for checking in. Before that, we had a little...
You sang Coach Tom's name.
Coach Tom?
Yeah, you did. You sang it.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, do it again.
I'm tone deaf. No way.
You sang it. You actually sang to Coach Tom.
It'll be on Frank's blog. You can play it back a million times.
And if you want to hear, if you miss Johnny singing to Coach Tom, you could check it out on
frankfoe.blogspot.com.
There you go. What did we hear before the professionals?
Black Tusk.
Black Tusk, 666 on Sunday.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
That track was Bring Me Darkness.
I played that actually in the car this morning. And
you were compelled.
Well, no, did it bring you darkness?
Well, actually, it brought my son darkness.
Oh, no.
He was getting highly upset about that song. He started espousing about how we're Christians, and he was getting angry.
That trash.
Those numbers will summons.
My son was giving me a lecture this morning.
A few trips to church camps in store for him and you.
No, not for him. He's fine. I'm the one that's got problems.
You said it.
They gave us guns.
We're up to no good here. Evident to the 7-year-olds.
They gave us guns when I was at church camp.
Oh, boy.
Where to shoot rifles.
Yep. So, actually, I had to turn it down because he was getting really upset. good kid.
He'd be calling and saying, what's
no
up, Dad?
No worries about my son. Me, on the other hand, parents
still remains questionable.
So, before Black Tusk there, we heard a little Dag Nasty All Ages show. Been to plenty of those.
As we go to shows now, they are definitely all ages because we are on the other side of the spectrum, unlike the early 80s.
Yeah, they asked me, who are you? I said, it could be your dad.
Or granddad.
Or granddad now, yeah.
Or great-great-granddad.
Your mother. Well, oh, no,
don't push it. Don't push it on you.
Come on,
it was immaculate conception.
It's possible. 15, 15, 15, and 15. Right? That's 60.
But at my age, there's not going to be any knocking at the door like, Daddy! No, it'll be 40 years old.
Grandpappy! Man.
Great-grandpappy! I deny everything unless it's in cameras, pictures, and they didn't have cell phones in those days.
They do nowadays, so watch yourself.
You don't have one now, so.
No, I don't.
Smoke signals. The old man starts a fire, gets the rug out.
You're on the grid. You're on the internet. Your voice is, at least.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Who is that masked man? The Revealers on what?
That's on Black Hole.
Black Hole out of Philadelphia?
Album just came out. Good band. I dig it. You'll be hearing more of that.
That was Sick of Being Sick and Tired.
Yes.
I like that. Buzzcock started off Frank's set with Our Everything.
Absolutely. Next up, we're going to have some Casualties, and they're playing this Friday night at Planet Trog.
Right, or
Planet Trog.
Club.
Whatever it is now.
Right in Whitehall, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the infamous Fear and Willie Brown conjoined that night.
Yeah, Fear was good there. That's a good show. Good show.
There you go.
Yeah, I like what you're hearing. 610-758-3913. Give us a call like Coach Tom did.
After the Casualties, we've got Motorhead.
Yeah, we have By Request.
By Request.
For the kids at football.
real short. Feel real stuff. Don't know what for. I ain't had enough. I learned all I know about the age of nine. But I could better myself if I could only find some new kind of chick.
But I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. My webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's only LVR.
It's only LVR.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Revilers here on WLVR 91.3 FM, Bethlehem.
And they're going to quit their jobs.
Quit their job. Before they kill their... Johnny, with the sound effect? What kind of boss?
Yeah, that boss.
Yeah, I had to do some editing on that one last night. I got that record yesterday, and those boys love to use the F and S bombs.
Nice.
You were right on top of that one.
Ah, you know it. I only missed one on the editing. I can't play the song First Law. I missed that one. That's all right, though.
Revilers, that was good.
Good,
I like
stuff.
It.
Yeah, it was.
Cox Bar, before that, Last Orders, let's have one.
They just added another show to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I see
down
that.
Down at the Starlight in Philly. The first show sold out in an hour. They added another show, and I believe the Street Dogs are opening up for the Thursday night gig.
Wow. I'm still looking at Cox Bar. Yeah, Street Dogs, Painted Black, this Thursday, May 17th. At the Starlight in Philly, and this one sold out, but I hear people are trading back and forth between the shows. Cox Bar on Friday, the 18th, with Crow Bags, Wisdom, in Chains. And that's also at the Starlight. Sold out, but the one for Thursday, tickets are available.
There you go. Get your tickets now. Hardcore Superstar before Cox Bar, Bring Me Back. The Probers did a new kind of kick, a Cramps song. If you did not know.
Probers, I love that.
Nice name, huh?
Motorhead, going out to
Shane.
There you go. Devil I Know. Casualties, who are playing in Whitehall, coming up
this Friday night, all ages show.
Great American Progress was the name of that track.
Bring your children, bring your grandchildren.
And your hairspray and your color dye for your hair.
Yes. Oh, watch it. Spike it up.
Stand
it
up. Stand it up.
They cook hot dogs and hamburgers right there on a grill over charcoal.
Toxic Holocaust is playing that show, too. They're also really good, but more known to the metal scene. But they're also more like a GBH kind of punk metal band.
Right, right. You only have to put the earplugs in halfway in.
Yes.
Huh?
Hey, old man, want to run down any other shows while you're looking at
yeah,
that?
Yeah, this sounds like a good one. What Wednesday, unfortunately, May 23rd, Sham 69. And Murphy's Law at the Templars, Warsaw, Brooklyn, New York.
Wow.
Are you driving?
Oh, my.
I don't know. Brooklyn, New York, man.
Sham 69?
I already seen Sham 69 and Murphy's Law. They're great bands, but I don't know. Brooklyn.
Wow.
More dangerous than going to see Cox Bar and the Cro-Mags in Philly?
I think so.
Yeah. Just my opinion. The other place that was scary than that was that,
you've never been scared, old man.
Where the hell?
When I was scared with a guy when I had the Q-tip hairdo with those two hookers.
Oh, we were down there in off of Girard Avenue.
Oh, my God.
We almost had a end-of-the-world experience.
I had weapons on me, and that, going
anyway, watch where you go, but have fun anyway. Whatever that means.
There's one from Frank, too. Sunday, May 20th, Blink-182 at the Sands Event Center in Bethlehem.
I'll be there.
How about this one? I'm going Saturday 4-7 to see the Psychedelic Furs, also at the Music Fest Cafe in Bethlehem.
Lots of good shows coming up.
And tickets for the English Beat on Monday 3/26 at the Music Fest Cafe. Going to see them, too. English Beat right here in Bethlehem.
And also the B-52s at Sands Hotel in Bethlehem, and that would be July 17th, which is a Tuesday.
There you go.
And we mustn't forget, we're giving out tickets, too, I guess, for...
Tattoo.
Yeah, we have the Quillian underwriting us.
Yeah, thanks
for
the Quillian, yeah.
And Steve there, and with anyone interested in getting free tickets, two of them, $15 a piece, give us a call at 610-758-3913.
And we'll hook you up with some tickets, two free tickets, and $30 value. Give us a call.
To the Skindustry Expo.
That's right. We got bands there. Got bands there. I guess it's Trouble City All-Stars Friday with Scott Rock. And Saturday night, it's Ultra Kings, which is a premier rockabilly band in the Valley.
So check out the Skindustry Tattoo Expo. That's Saturday and Sunday, 3:30 to 4:01. Oh, April Fool's Day. Goes to April Fool's Day. How about that?
Yeah, nice. Sunday.
Next up, we got a tune going out to the old man. This is a band called Yo Gabba Gabba, and it's called Don't Bite Your Friends. We're on WLVR 91.3 FM.
Bethlehem.
We don't ever want to bite our friends. Don't.
should care. So don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends. We don't want to hurt. We don't want to bite. We don't want to fight.
No way.
Cause that's not right.
No way.
So don't
bite your friends. Don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends.
Bite, bite, bite.
No, no, no.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bite, bite, bite.
No, no, no.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yes, yes, yes.
Frank and Toaster Show. Not, no, it's not really the Frank and Toaster Show. It's just WLVO. Ha. Huh.
Jackson Heights, all the up downtown. When we hit the Bowery, Chinese listen to Up to No Good Radio for punk rock.
You can listen to Up to No Good Radio in Beijing, China, Oslo, Norway, Berlin, Germany, Moscow, Russia, Ottawa, Canada, Mexico City, and Detroit. Detroit Red Wings stink!
That was some of those country disco tunes the old man promised. Band called Black Breath. Mother oh Abyss. God. Or maybe that's an assorted nasty.
Napalm Death before that. Opposites Repellent.
Brand new Napalm Death.
Ty Siegel. Girlfriend.
Yes.
All right. All right. Bad American going out by request. The Jumper.
They're a local band and they're opening up for Urban Waste.
Are they?
Yeah. It's on that sheet you got right in front of you.
Okay.
Check it out. It's at Jimmy's place.
Jimmy?
Damn Dirty Apes are opening and the Corn Dogs as well. Urban Waste is playing in Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, that's Saturday, May 5th. Urban Waste, Damn Dirty Apes, Corn Dogs, Bad Americans.
And you know what? I actually helped coordinate that show to actually happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't be there.
Where are you going to be?
Not there.
Not there.
Oh.
There you have it.
I was making Skip book Urban Waste because they're one of the hardcore bands that's playing around nowadays that I really want to see. So I kind of hooked the two of them up. And, the date they decided on is like the only date I can't see them. So there you go. That's life. Just like me trying to get that, crumpled up piece of paper in a garbage can over in the corner, which no matter how many weeks in a row I try, I cannot get it in the waste bin. Well, I mean, it's right in the corner with walls on each side of it. You think a bank shot, it just go right in.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. I cannot get a crumpled.
That's why.
And what are we? 10 feet away from it.
That's why you're in here playing music and not on the courts down there helping the 76ers win.
Well.
That's
the reason.
That's the reason. And we haven't heard anyone call about those tattoo tickets for the convention.
Nobody wants free tickets to see tattooed people walking around, bands.
Parsley clad.
You even grab some ink yourself.
Last time we were there was some half-naked women there.
Usually.
Mostly at the time they have half-naked women.
Let me see. Third naked, maybe. No, two-thirds naked. Two-thirds naked.
I don't know. That one Halloween party at that Allentown Brew Works we went to that one time was...
oh, my.
Yes. Best Halloween party I was ever at.
They were only wearing paint.
Yeah. Really? That's right. There are about three or four of them. Yes.
I missed out.
I vaguely remember it.
When was that?
We
were there.
Yeah.
We were there. SOIA before the Bad American.
Sick of it all.
Month of Sundays.
Yes.
Yo, Gabba
whoa,
Gabba.
Whoa.
Don't bite your friends.
Please, John, don't bite your friends. You've never bit your friends, did you?
Not
on purpose.
They put their fingers in my mouth. It's bit. No putting fingers in the old man's mouth.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm done. I'm going to play an ID here, and then we're going to talk about underage drinking.
There you have it.
91.3 FM. WLBR. Bethlehem. 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 Bethlehem.
Kevin. Now that you're in eighth grade, let's not talk about alcohol. You've got a lot going on, sports, homework, so I'm sure you haven't noticed where we keep the alcohol in the house. When you hang out with your friends, I know how innocent it is. You play video games, watch educational TV programs. By the time you reach high school, trying to be cool and fit in will be the last thing on your mind. You'll be focused on getting into my alma mater, not experimenting with alcohol. I mean, you're too young to even think about stuff like drinking. Right, kiddo? Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the 8th grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.